Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And for those keeping score, bite is officially spelled B-Y-T-E when it comes to computers. Right?
Thanks for clearing that up.
Hey, not a problem there, Chad. What do you say we jump in to some phone lines, see if we can help a few people out, like Scott, who has some kind of home-built PC and wants to know about USB storage drives. Scott, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Good morning, or afternoon. Yeah, I got a Windows XP Pro machine, and I used to be able to stick in my little USB thumb drive, and it would pop open and say, hey, what would you like to do?
And it would give you choices, you know, like copy this junk to a folder or view pictures or do something. Okay,
exactly. Right. Exactly. Because there's a variety of folders and stuff on there. That stopped working. And I didn't realize it stopped working until a friend of mine asked me, you know, why his stopped working. And I said, well, mine works. And I plugged mine in, doesn't work anymore. It works with the CD. I've gone in to the properties. You know, when the drive's clicking, you right-click properties, you go to autoplay, and, and everything I have checked, you know, prompt all the different options there, you know, prompt and ask me each time.
Okay, that was the first place I was going to suggest you go, which is there. So
I found an autofix at Microsoft, which worked for some people as I was combing through, and that didn't work either, so thought maybe you guys might have heard something since you guys do this every day.
Sure. Let me ask you a couple of questions first about what you've done. You said you first tried to right-click, go to properties. You're doing this within probably my computer. You click on the autoplay tab, and you make sure that it's set to prompt me each time to choose an option so that it's not doing nothing, and that could be an actual option you choose, right?
Correct.
Okay.
There's like there's four different categories that you have to set that thing for.
If you plug this thing in, you can access it through my computer, no problem, right? All the stuff's there.
Oh, yeah, it shows up. It is identified. I know I found some people that, you know, that was their problem, that it wouldn't even recognize the drive.
Right. So. Let me ask another question now. When that is identified and recognized, in the lower right-hand corner in that system tray area, does it show the little USB notification that there's a device inserted? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The little green arrow?
Yeah, little green arrow. Microsoft has this little thing built in on XP that basically tells you, and it's actually not just XP, I think it's 2000 as well, that tells you you've got USB junk installed. And in 2000, if you removed that thing, it would yell at you and say, hey, you got to tell me you're doing this. You can't just pull it out. In XP, that's supposed to not do that. My follow-up question basically is if you yank that drive out, does it tell you that you should have been stopping it or doing something in a different order?
No, I do not get... I know what you're talking about. I know 2000 always does that, but no, I do not get that error.
Okay. What I'm going to probably guess happened is the drivers for either your USB devices themselves got damaged or corrupted, or they're just missing in some way, and it's using some kind of generic or wrong driver. And what I'm talking about is if you were to right-click on my computer, go to Manage, and then click the little Device Manager section, there'll be drivers defined, hopefully, for your USB devices, and it'll be kind of towards the bottom of the list. It'll say Universal Serial Bus Controllers, and if you expand that out, it'll show all the different devices. There should not be any kind of red X's or yellow exclamation points on any of that stuff. If there is, go ahead.
Everything's clean.
Everything's clean. Okay. Then most likely, the wrong driver somehow has gotten in there for these devices, or the driver has been corrupted, but it's not detected by the operating system as a problem, which I've seen before, and it happens. And unfortunately, the fix is not nearly as easy as identifying what the problem is. In some systems, just trying to update the drivers solves the problem, and you'd do that by going to the manufacturer's website for the motherboard or whatever. If it was a separate USB card or something, you'd download the latest drivers and make sure you install those. You might want to uninstall the ones you have first and let it try to redetect. There's different ways about going about it, but I'd give that a shot first, making sure that the actual drivers for the USB controllers, the devices themselves there, are the latest proper ones from the manufacturer of either the motherboard or the add-on card.
Right. Go. If you go to the manufacturer's website, look for the latest version of their chipset driver for that model, and they may also have a separate section for USB 2.0 drivers. So grab both of those and install
them. Well, it's a little bit older, so only supports the 1.0 or the 1.1.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. And you might want to also.
It used to work. and somewhere stopped blowing away.
Yeah, I've seen it before, and if the device is actually working, it's just not being seen properly, and basically that's what's happening. It's not seen properly as a removable device, and it's not defined quite right. It's one of those things that it's going to take some troubleshooting, and it's most likely in that driver area.
Okay. And it may not be put enough time in. Before, like I say, it was a mild. It didn't bother me at all because I would just go to my computer and open it up anyway. But then since my buddy was prompting me, then it's one of those things. The more I got into it, the more I wanted to fix it.
It's one of those annoying nuisance things that may not be worth your trouble, because I can tell you that there will be some time involvement in researching this, trying to find the drivers, installing them. And at the end of the day, you may end up not any better than you are. And, I mean, obviously the quick, easy way to fix it is to format the drive and reinstall Windows, but that's a long way around for all your apps and all the other stuff. So, you know, I don't know that I'd recommend going that route unless you're just frustrated and you can't get it and it's that important to you.
Yeah, okay. I may just put it behind me. I'll do the driver thing. If that doesn't work, I'll
give that a shot.
My life.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good luck there, Scott.
As long as it can be accessed through my computer, I think it'll be all right.
That auto-insert thing, it's kind of a cool feature. That's one of the things that people like XP4 and the reason to maybe upgrade is you stick that in, and for those of you that aren't familiar, it pops up and it kind of sort of recognizes maybe what's on that piece of media and says, hey, there's pictures on this thing. You want me to run a slideshow? And you go, oh, yeah. Or you want me to copy these things off or print them? And if you go through the print them, for example, it doesn't just print them. It walks you through a wizard that helps kind of clean up some real basic stuff and do some cropping and maybe some red eye reduction before it goes to the actual print process, right, so that you can do something kind of a little bit more than just, you know, print. And it makes it a little bit easier to deal with, especially if you're a not-so-advanced user. So, cool stuff, huh?
It's very cool.
You sure about that?
I am positive.
Yeah, if you have a CD burner, it'll ask you, do you want to burn this to a CD?
Yeah. Quick, what does HTTP stand for? Come on, Matt. I got you off guard. You're so easy.
I am. I am the easiest of the
hypertext?
Easy. Hypertext? Hypertext transfer protocol?
There you go. Look at you.
I have done some.
If you want to try to stump, let me try and speak English, stump Matt with an acronym.
It's not too hard.
We're going to ask you to do that before you can ask your question. So, Byron, Cindy, David, Sue, you guys sit tight. We got a line open, 602-277-5827. It's open for you right now. Just make sure you have some kind of acronym that is technology related to stump Matt with first.
Yeah, let's think of some hard ones.
Yeah, you won't have to.
It is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Lots more show to come. We got a full hour. When we come back, we've got our Geek Speak of the Week, our download of the week, and of course, we're going to talk more about wireless networks. It's all right here on the Computer Corner with not Ken Colburn. He's actually out. I shouldn't even tell you where he's at because
such
you'll be mad. He's such a slacker.
He is.
He's in Hawaii.
Oh, no.
So it's Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle, Matt Bauer right here on the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR.